For 30 years, Dr. Anthony Fauci has been the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. In 1984, there were no drugs that targeted HIV/AIDS. Now, there are more than 30. Dr. Fauci describes the progress in controlling HIV/AIDS as extraordinary.
If you can put someone on antiretrovirals relatively early in the course of their infection and they stay on their drug, if it's, let's say, a 25-year-old HIV-infected man or woman, you could look them in the eye, as I do when I see them in my clinic three times a week, and tell them if they stay on their drug, you could project that they will live an additional 50 years, which is really one of the most extraordinary accomplishments in biomedical research and translation.
But the latest study shows only 30% of Americans with HIV are getting the right treatment for their disease. The number drops by half for those between the ages of 18 and 24. Some experts blame the human factor.
So I turn it and do the bottom?
Some people are afraid to find out their test results. Others are tired of taking pills, don't feel like using condoms, and worry about the stigma that comes from having HIV.
In Kenya today, there are women who are HIV positive, but they will not reveal their status.
Howard University in Washington sponsors a yearly conference to examine the stigma associated with this disease. Rod McCoy works with an organization that provides HIV education and testing. He's also HIV positive.
One of the things I'm concerned about as a health educator is not so much people, well, yes, people staying on their meds, but also people who are not infected having the mentality of, oh, people take medication, you know, so if I get infected, I'll be fine. My concern is around the complacency around prevention because of the success of treatment.
Dr. Fauci tells people at forums like those at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington that complacency is why a vaccine against HIV is so needed.
When we start seeing that there's such a low level of infection and the numbers look good, that we're going to have a rebound. So my conclusion then is that it really is essential to durably control and end the AIDS epidemic is to have a vaccine.
Even with extraordinary accomplishments in AIDS treatment that are driving down the numbers of people who get HIV, more than 35 million people around the world still have the virus. And the United Nations reports another 1.5 million people died from it in 2012. Far too many lives to become complacent. Carol Pearson, VOA News.